This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Christmas greetings to each of you from Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry on this final Sunday of Advent. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, or printed copies of today's sermon will follow the program. Please join us every week on this station for Sunday Worship with Us.
Of what significance is the birth of Jesus Christ in your lives? We're going to talk about that in the sermon today. We invite you to listen. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as we draw very, very close to the Christmas day, we pray that that gospel may come alive in our lives, that we may cry out, there has been born to us this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And having heard this and having it implanted in our soul, to be able to say with the angels, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Hear our prayer, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends in Christ, soon Christians will celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's a kind of an emotional time in the year, isn't it? There are some happy days and there are some sad days around the Christmas season. For example, the newlyweds are celebrating their first Christmas. What a joy! Or a little bit later on, you may find one who says, "Our child was born. This is the first Christmas that she or he will be with us." They'll make Christmas. On the other hand, there are some for whom the Christmas holidays are difficult. Difficult, perhaps, is, for example, one thing, there is a loved one who, for one reason or another, is not with us on this day. And we miss him or her. It's not quite the same without them. It's tough. Yes, Christmas is an emotional time of the year. If you were fortunate enough to be raised in a Christian family, the gospel was without a doubt read in your home. Besides that, you belonged to a church, and most churches had a Christmas program. And so you knew that your loved one was going to be in that program. First it was your own child, then it was your grandchildren, and for some it's the great-grandchildren. And you will drive for many, many miles just to hear them speak a few words about the Savior's birth or listen to them sing one of the great carols. So Christmas is not an unknown story for you, but it is a good story to review those precious memories that is the center of our faith, that God has come to this world in the person of Jesus Christ. Others of you who listen to me today are not Christians. You're good people. Your family loves you. You love them. But you are content to live in your unbelief. But you join the family and the friends in singing the carols because the lyrics are beautiful and the music has great emotional appeal. Who knows? Perhaps this will be the Christmas that Christ will touch your heart and you will become a new person in Him. So let's take a look at this Christmas gospel, and as we read it slowly and with a few remarks, let's see what God is saying to us. In the second chapter of St. Luke's gospel, beginning with the first verse, we read, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register." Now that's the setting. That begins to date when the first Christmas was about to become. So Joseph, the man to whom Mary was betrothed, also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. But while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Let's stop right here. Mary and Joseph, as we have heard again and again through the Christmases, went along by foot and a donkey until they reached the town of Bethlehem. And there was no room in the inn. And maybe as you read this, even as an adult, you wonder what was going on. But there just was no room in the inn. But the innkeeper said, "You can go out in the manger." And it was out in that manger that Mary gave birth to the Lord Jesus. And she lay him in swaddling clothes and placed him in the manger. Out on the fields, there were shepherds, and queer things were happening all around them. Lights, bright lights, something that they had never seen or heard before. And it says that they were very much afraid. Let me read this. And there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. Wouldn't you be? Never having seen anything like that before. And these shepherds were only young men. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I'm going to bring you good news of great joy right now that will be for all the people as the years go on. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, a Savior, not a great religious leader. He is that, but a Savior, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. For to you is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord. You will find a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, of whom his favor rests." And so when it all settled down just a little bit, the shepherd said, "This has been a strange night, but let's go and see what really happened in Bethlehem." And there in the manger, they saw the Christ child. Now, little did they know then, or for thousands of years now, what had really happened. St. John probably gives us a better understanding of this than does Matthew. But Jesus Christ had come into this world. He was the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Jesus Christ was God, the God incarnate. And he lived on this earth for 33 years. And there he suffered and died and was raised again. And the world has never been the same since. Hear me again. You're either reviewing it or it's beginning to make an impact on you for the first time, and the power of the Holy Spirit is with you. On that night, God came into the world. That is a basic truth of the Christian faith, and every Christian believes it. Many good people who sometimes present themselves as Christians don't believe it. But when you become a Christian, this becomes a focal part of your faith. God has come into this world. I love to read this paragraph that comes through Tom Wright, the British theologian. Writes the theologian, "The birth of this little boy is the beginning of confrontation between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world." Augustus never heard of Jesus of Nazareth, but within a century or so, his successors in Rome had not only heard about him, they were taking steps to obliterate him and to obliterate his followers. Within 3 centuries after God came to this world in the person of Jesus Christ, the emperor himself, Constantine, became a Christian. And since those days, the message of Jesus Christ has been going out into this world, And millions of people have received him as their Savior and their Lord, and their lives are changed as Jesus entered into their very being. The kingdoms of this world have fallen, and we know not how many will fall in the future. But this we do know, the kingdom of our God, which was begun in Bethlehem's manger on that first Christmas, continues to be among us. And people of every nation and walk of life claim Jesus as Savior and Lord. That's the message of Christmas. There is a kingdom of God, and that person who has brought it to this world is a babe of Bethlehem's manger. The verse which catches my eye right now are these words: "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news. There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Just these words: do not be afraid. With our eyes focused on our world, if you are a thinking person at all, wouldn't you be willing to admit that it's hard not to have your moments of real fear? Being frightened, of course. But our Lord, in the midst of all of this, says, "Don't be afraid. I'm with you. I won't spare you from these difficulties, but I will walk with you." That's the message that comes from that Christ child as he grew up. That's the message that we talked about during the Advent season. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to give us life and to have it abundantly. That's why he came. But oh, look at my world. And then let those words begin to ring. We hear some terrible things on the television, and it's brought into our homes continually on a daily basis. We hear a great deal about all of these difficulties, all of these terrible things happening, because we are a part of a drug culture. You see the depravity of the human being when he seems to just open up his life with no control whatsoever. A mother is one example, who had two little children and got the idea that she was going to kill them. The one she got killed, herself, and the other one badly hurt but survived. I listened to a person on television the other day, and I don't know if this is true or not, but this person said, and she was a medical person, "You know, only a drug could twist and turn the mind of a mother to kill her own, those whom she had born, whom she had carried in her womb." Well, whatever it is, as you look at that, you just shudder. And you think, and that is a human being by nature? And that's around about us? The depravity of man? Now take it away from there. We thank God for medical science and all that they're able to do. Maybe they have done too good a job. And so we live on into our 80s and some into their 90s. And we spend those last days often in the home for the aged. Does it make you afraid? I go in and out of one of those homes daily to see my wife. She is not as severely handicapped as most of them, but she's handicapped. And I wade among them. And here are these poor souls waiting to leave this world. And selfishly, you can't help but ask, is that the way that I will end it? And you can get a fear in your heart. Is that the way it's going to be? Is that the way my loved one is going to be? And in the middle of all this, and believe me, I speak not only from the scriptures, but I speak from the bottom of my heart, where the scriptures have found its place. Don't be afraid. I will take care of you. I will take care of your loved one. I will not remove these tedious days, but I will be with you. That's the Christmas gospel. That comes from the lips of that little child who was born there in Bethlehem's manger. And so we can join with the angels of old and say, glory be to God in the highest. It may not be on this earth exactly what we want, but it can be mighty good, because we have a Savior who walks with us. And so just one more thought. It is a message that has been given to the church, the body of believers in Christ, to bring to this world. So let's pray that the church may experience a new awakening every day, for we can slip back into the old ways. May the church be anxious to get this great message out of what Christmas is all about. God has come to this world. May we find that to be true in our own nation, that we can realize that only Christ is the final solution. And so, friend, may it be true in our lives. May it be a review for many of us who have known the Savior all these years, and may it be a message that many who do not know him will come to understand who Jesus really is. Amen. Thank you. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming to this earth, to be born in a manger, to die on a cross, and to be raised and leave the tomb empty. Therein, we understand, is a payment for our sin. And so we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will create within our hearts a faith in the Lord Jesus. We thank you that there we can rest assured that no matter what the day may bring us, that we need not be afraid. For you, the God incarnate who grew up, gave us this promise that you would always be with us. Today we pray in a very special way for those loved ones and people who do not know what the next hour takes, for they are sick, they are suffering, they are dying. Ring this message of the incarnation into their soul. And, O God, we pray that you will bless the church and that you will make us faithful in proclaiming the good news. Hear our prayer, which we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
You have been listening to the Christian Crusaders radio and internet ministry. As you prepare to celebrate the birth of our Lord this week, it is our prayer that today's message has brought you peace and joy. May you and your loved ones have a blessed Christmas and a healthy new year. Christian Crusaders would like to thank all of our listeners who have supported this ministry through 2009 with your gifts and prayers. Because of your support, we have been able to continue proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ for a 73rd consecutive year. As the year draws to a close, we would like to remind our listeners that your gift is fully tax deductible. For your convenience, we are able to take credit card donations over the phone by calling 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. Or you can direct your gifts to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. We invite you to share Christian Crusaders with a friend, neighbor, or relative, particularly during the winter months when getting to church may be difficult or impossible. This ministry can provide an opportunity to worship for those who may otherwise be unable to do so. If you'd like a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously every Sunday since 1936.